The 2025 fall harvest is underway, or soon will be, in north central Kansas for farm families. However, there still may be some worms you may want to scout for in your alfalfa and soon in your newly emerged wheat. Stay tuned and I will share with you some guidelines and tips on managing different worms. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Extension. Actually, this fall, we could have the presence of three different worms, including the fall armyworm, the armyworm, and the army cutworm. They may sound similar by their names, but they are different, especially with their life cycles. We have had some pretty heavy infestations of the fall armyworm in September in our alfalfa in north central Kansas, with some completely destroyed with the late germination of the fall armyworm, which is now almost mature, but there still could be some small worms out there. If you are finding the majority of the worms an inch or an inch and a quarter, they are almost done and will pupate, turn into moths, and head back south. The good news is they do not overwinter in Kansas. However, it is best to push your wheat planting later this year as they could be finishing up their feeding before they pupate. The armyworms are another worm and can vary in color, but they present a somewhat different problem than the fall armyworm because they do overwinter here in Kansas. So the larvae may be around when the wheat crop germinates this fall. So I've mentioned earlier, planting as late as possible is important, as is making sure all the volunteer wheat is destroyed. This is important because this would break the green bridge for that female moth of the armyworm when she tries to lay her eggs. From K-State research with the armyworm infestations, they may continue to feed until temperatures dip into the mid-20s for a couple of hours. Armyworms seem to overwinter mostly as the mature larva, but it has been reported that they can also overwinter as pupae and or adults. If that isn't enough, there is yet another worm to consider, which is the army cutworm. These moths migrate back into Kansas in the fall, maybe about now, and are also looking for any green plants to deposit their eggs. And thank goodness, they only have one generation. So they will not be the same problem as armyworms, as their feeding will be ending this fall. But the army cutworms will just be starting their feeding, but will appear next spring, coming back from the Rocky Mountains as that pesky Miller moth. The best ways to help decrease an infestation in your fall planted wheat from any of these worms are to plant as late as possible and make sure all volunteer wheat is destroyed. If you have more questions on any of these worms I've mentioned, give me a call at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, crop production agent with the Post Rock District of K-State Extension. Have a great day and a safe harvest.